Dean, we've got one more item for you when you get a chance. We'd like it to stir up your cryo tanks. In addition, I have a shaft and trunnion.
Okay.
For a look at the Comet Bennett if you need it.
Stand by.
Can say again, please.
Houston, we've had a problem. Main B bus undervolt.
Roger, main B undervolt. Stand by 13, we're looking at it.
Okay, right now, Houston, the voltage is looking good. We had a pretty large bang associated with the caution and warning there. And as I recall, Main B was the one that had a amp spike on it once before.
Roger, Fred.
The interim here, we're starting to go ahead and button up the tunnel again. Yeah, that jolt must have rocked the sensor on C-now and O2 quantity 2. It was oscillating down around 20 to 60%. Now it's full scale high again.
Yep.
And Houston, we had a restart on our computer. We have things right and the restart reset.
Roger, restart.
And I'm looking at our service module, RCS Helium 1. We have B is probably full, and D is probably full. Helium 2, D is probably full. And secondary propellants, I have A and C probably full. T-MAC temperatures.
Okay, AC2 is showing zip. I'm going to try to reconfigure on that, Jack.
Yeah.
We got a main bus A undervolt now, too, Sean.
Main A undervolt.
Getting about 25 and a half. Main B's reading zip right now.
Houston, Odyssey.
Fly one, Jim. Okay, in Houston, we'd like you to attempt to reconnect fuel cell 1 to main A and fuel cell 3 to main B. Verify that quad delta is open.
Okay, Houston, I'm showing. I tried to reset and fuel cell 1 and 3 are both showing gray flags, but they're both showing zip on the flows.
Okay,
Houston, are you still
813? That's affirmative. We're reading you. We're trying to come up with some good ideas here for you.
Okay, let me give you some reading, Gay, in the interim to help main A voltage, Jack. I've got bus IAC on.
Say again, Fred.
The interim to help out main A voltage, I've got main bus tie bad AC on. How would you rather accept the 25 volts that we're seeing on main A?
Okay, bus tie AC on. Okay, in Houston, we need Omni Charlie, please. Okay, in Houston, we'd like you to verify a couple readings for us. We'd like the nitrogen pressure on fuel cell 1. We need the oxygen pressure on fuel cell 2.
Okay, nitrogen on 1 and oxygen on 2, is that correct?
Negative oxygen on 3.
Okay. Okay, system test 1A. Says zip. And 2 Baker, which is 3 oxygen, says 0.6.
2 Baker says 0.6, and say again the other one.
Fuel cell 1 nitrogen reads 0.
Roger, zero. Okay, in Houston, we'd like you to open circuit fuel cell one. Leave two and three as is.
Okay, I'll get to work on that.
And Jack, our O2 quantity number two tank is reading zero. Don't forget that.
O2 quantity number two is zero.
That's AC, okay. Yeah, that's because of AC. And it looks to me, looking out the hatch, that we are venting something. We are venting something out into space.
Roger, we copy your venting.
To the gas of some sort.
Okay, fuel cell one, you just wanted off the line now, Jack, is that right?
We just wanted you to open
the
circuit, fuel cell
right?
one.
She's off the line.
Well, control Houston, this rapid exchange of conversation you've heard, the main B bus is off the line. Fuel cells one and three also off the line. Fuel cell two is presently on the line. We now show 13 at an altitude of 178,643 nautical miles. 56 hours, 12 minutes into the flight.
Dane Houston, we see you getting close to gimbal lock there. We'd like you to bring up all quad C's on main A, quad C1, C2, C3, C4 on main A, and also bring B3 and B4 up on main A. Dane Houston, you read?
Yeah, we got it.
Okay, can you tell us anything about the venting?
Okay.
Where it's coming from? What window you see it at?
Coming out of window one right now, Jack. And could you give me the thrusters again?
Okay, the thrusters.
What bus?
We'd like on main A. We'd like Charlie 1, 2, 3, and 4. Also Bravo 3 and 4 on main A.
Okay, got it.
Difference there is to the reaction control system thrusters. We're at 56 hours, 14 minutes now into the flight.
Dean, we need Omni Bravo.
Omni Bravo.
313, this is Houston. We'd like you to go to your GNC checklist. The pink page is 1-5. It'll power down until we get a delta of 10 amps, over.
All right.
Roger. Well, control Houston. That last report from Lausma asked the 13 crew to reduce electrical load on the spacecraft.
Very good. Not the pink page, the 1-5.
Okay, we'd like you to go down that power down procedure until you get a delta of 10 amps. Over.
Roger, thanks. Okay.